Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to some long and available Blue Note recordings from a superlative jazz vibraphonist. It's later, Bobby Hutcherson in the mid-1970s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson doing his tune Little Bee's Poem, joined by Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Manny Boyd and Hadley Kallman on flute, George Cables on piano, James Leary III on bass, and Eddie Marshall on drums from the 1977 Blue Note LP Knucklebean. We're playing the mid-1970s Blue Note recordings of vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson on this edition of Nightlights. Bobby Hutcherson made his first appearance on a Blue Note date in 1963, playing on saxophonist Jackie McLean's LP One Step Beyond. In the next 14 years, Hutcherson would record 22 albums as a leader for the label, and he'd appear as a sideman with musicians such as Joe Henderson, Grant Green, Lee Morgan, McCoy Tyner, and Herbie Hancock, becoming a prominent figure in the avant-bop landscape of the 1960s. The Blue Note label went through big changes after founding owner Alfred Lyon sold the company, and Hutcherson was one of the few classic 1960s artists to stay, along with pianist Horace Silver and trumpeter Donald Byrd. The success of Hutcherson's tune from his early 1970s album San Francisco led to a renewal of his contract with the label, and he went on to record 5 albums that have now been collected by Mosaic Records in a single set after having been unavailable for decades. During the mid-1970s, Hutcherson was able to maintain and lead a strong working group and to also bring in talented colleagues for studio dates. These albums feature players such as trumpeters Woody Shaw and Freddie Hubbard, saxophonist Harold Land and Manny Boyd, and pianist George Cables. Although Blue Note's glory days were already past when these records were made, they reflect the intensity of the label's best work. Here's the title track from Bobby Hutcherson's 1974 Blue Note album Cirrus on Nightlights. Thank you. title track from Bobby Hutcherson's 1974 album Cirrus, written by Hutcherson, with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Harold Land and Manny Boyd on tenor sax, Bill Henderson on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, Larry Hancock on drums, and Kenneth Nash on percussion. These mid-1970s Blue Note albums of Bobby Hutcherson's are so appealing partly because they draw on what was then the past and the present. Hutcherson largely avoided the excesses of the fusion era, but he certainly incorporated aspects of the contemporary sound into his own, and he continued to develop the modal, hard bop, and freestyles of the 1960s. One such continuing influence was tenor saxophonist John Coltrane, who had passed away in 1967 at the age of 40. Hutcherson says in the notes to this set, "Everything Coltrane did was like a prayer. Everything was so spiritual. I was really helped a lot by listening to John to realize that the bandstand was a pulpit. It was an altar. And that the bandstand was this very spiritual place of love and forgiveness. And to see that somebody who was playing as strong as John Coltrane was playing could be very loving and giving. I had seen all these other personalities in the music who were tough and mean and cursed. John Coltrane wasn't that. He taught me a lot about how this was a beautiful way to be." Bobby Hutcherson doing his composition Searching the Train on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Bobby Hutcherson on marimba doing his composition, Searching the Train, the marimba, an instrument he played frequently during this era because he said that I was always going around hearing and making sounds like the instrument, water dropping, logs dropping, and these sounds would evoke the marimba. He was joined there by Manny Boyd on soprano sax, George Cables on piano, James Leary III on bass, Eddie Marshall on drums, and Kenneth Nash on percussion. That comes from the 1976 Blue Note album, Waiting, available again as part of a 3-CD collection of Hutcherson's recordings from this period on the Mosaic label. We'll have more music from Bobby Hutcherson in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Later, Bobby Hutcherson in the mid-1970s on Nightlights. We're playing music from the mid-1970s Blue Note recordings of Bobby Hutcherson on this edition of Nightlights, albums that have now been made available by Mosaic Records in a 3-CD set after being out of print for years and years and years. During the latter period that this set covers, Bobby Hutcherson had a core band that ended up staying together for 4 years. Hutcherson was obviously very happy with the band. Whatever the song we were playing, it was mean, he said, and had a lot of things to make you think about your dreams, even in the fast tempos. It wasn't a loud group. The dynamics of the band were very wide. It was like a rubber band. The group included Manny Boyd on saxophones, James Leary on bass, and Eddie Marshall on drums, and pianist George Cables sometimes joined the group for gigs and studio dates. Both Marshall and Leary in particular wrote for the band. Hutcherson said of Leary's writing, his tunes seemed to sit well with the instrumentation of the group. The thought of what he was saying in his writing always seemed simple but complete, a very complete thought without a lot of extra words. Bobby Hutcherson playing James Leary's prime thought on Nightlights. Bobby Hutcherson performing his composition Till Then from the 1977 album Knucklebean, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Manny Boyd and Hadley Kallman on flute, George Cables on piano, James Leary III on bass, and Eddie Marshall on drums. Before that, Hutcherson doing bassist Leary's Prime Thought, with the two joined by Boyd on soprano sax, George Cables on electric piano, and Marshall on drums from the 1976 album Waiting. We heard Freddie Hubbard on that last track with playing with Bobby Hutcherson. They had collaborated a number of times together in the 1960s on the Blue Note label. And Bobby Hutcherson says in the liner notes of this set, "What I like about Freddie is how his music and his playing constantly changed. He was one of the first trumpet players that applied rhythmic cycles on his horn. He would do things like take four or five notes out of the chord and take those notes and keep this rhythmic phrase going over and over on those notes. It's not a line, it's a rhythmic sequence. Freddie started doing that and it really opened up a lot of stuff. Sometimes he would be playing and then he would stop and he would leave a space for the whole band to punch in. You could see him breathing, thinking. You could see him almost playing the correct note and then he would play the correct note." We'll close out Nightlights with two more selections from the Mosaic compilation of Bobby Hutcherson's mid-1970s recordings, one written by Hutcherson himself even later, and this one written by Hutcherson drummer Eddie Marshall, and once again including Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Here's the title track from Hutcherson's 1977 album Knucklebean.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bobby Hutcherson doing his composition even later from the 1974 Blue Note album Cirrus, with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Harold Land and Manny Boyd on flute, Bill Henderson on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, Larry Hancock on drums, and Kenneth Nash on percussion. Before that, Knucklebean, the title track from Hutcherson's 1977 Blue Note LP, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Manny Boyd and Hadley Kellerman on tenor sax, George Cables on piano, James Leary III on bass, and Eddie Marshall on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.